ear to hear you. Give us the heart to accept and to believe in your works. Touch every life this morning and bless every soul. Touch us and bless everyone that have come here this morning. I decree in this altar, no more pure people that will go this same this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let the sick heal this morning. Let those that are bonded by devil be delivered this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we believe that you have answered. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Amen.
This morning, I've preached this message before, and I'll preach it again. This is a message of 2017. I preached it here, and God permitted me to repeat it again. Seek God and do His will, and be blessed. Amen. Seek God and do His will and be blessed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, church. Bible said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and other things shall be added unto you. All those children outside there, come inside to pray. I'm not going to waste your time. Matthew 6:33. Where's the mic?
Matthew 6:33. And it says, but seek first His kingdom. And
seek first His kingdom. Mark that kingdom there. The kingdom there means God.
And His righteousness.
And His righteousness.
And all this.
I want you to understand very clear. Seek ye the kingdom of God first. And His righteousness. His righteousness. That means you are seeking God and His righteousness. When you are seeking the kingdom of God, you are seeking God and His righteousness. The nature of God is righteousness. Amen. Go ahead.
And all these things will be given to
you. And all the things that you needed this year will be coming to you. You have seen them. You have searched all the things that you needed since last year, 2022. You have been going about seeking all the things that you need. You have been expecting them to come, but you couldn't get them. Amen? Where you can get them is when you begin to seek the kingdom of God this year, and His what? Righteousness. What you are seeking is in the hand of God. All the things that you needed to have this year is in the hand of God. And that's the reason why you seek God. Amen? Hallelujah. Am I communicating? I want you to understand our message. The test message that said, seek Him. No. But I said in this place, seek God and do His will. And be blessed. Praise the Lord. When you are seeking the kingdom of God, you are seeking the will of God in the kingdom of God. Hello? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are seeking the will of God. Jesus have finished everything and give us all things that we needed. And that's His will. When a king was to die, a rich man, he would do right his will and pass to his children. And that's what Jesus did. Amen? And that's why I said, seek God and do His will and you will be blessed this year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. many people did not know the meaning of kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost. And he's the only person that can do and give you all that you needed. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating this morning? If you will seek God this year and do his will, your blessings will pound you. Hello? You have been looking how to get car, how to build house, how to do something
that is reasonable in your life this year. But
God is telling you to seek him this year. Amen? Hallelujah. When you come to God, what you come to is to seek what you are looking. Many of us, we are due to marry. We are looking for our husband, our life partner. Amen? Where you can find it is in the hand of God. When you seek him this year. The blessings of God is with what condition? Amen? Am I talking to somebody? Until you do what God asks you to do, you cannot receive the blessings of God. Praise the Lord. Even devil has his own condition before he can pass his blessings to you. And when you go to the occult area or the tea doctor, they will tell you. Bible says when you require, then he will require. Praise the Lord. When you come to inquire from the devil, he will require something from you. And what you require from him is what you will take to do sacrifice and covenant with it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to get money. They will tell you to go and get cow. Or ram. From ram to cow. From cow to human head. Praise the Lord. Stages. So he has his own condition before he can bless it. So God is, and God's own, do obey me. Obey the word of God. That's all. Do his will. That's all. Then God can bless you. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? And watch it any time that you go to a native doctor or what they require something. Because you come to inquire. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What will I do to make it in life? They will require something that you give to them that will make them to tell you what you do. And those things that they will ask you to bring is what you use to do sacrifice and enter into covenant with them. Is life something? You bring animal, they will kill the animal to sacrifice to their gods or their idols or whatsoever that is giving them power. And once they do it, you have entered that blood, have connected you with those idols and gods and their gods. Praise the Lord. Many went for Christmas this year at their village, all these business people, they went to make sacrifice. Amen? Where they have connected. So that their business can be moving on. They didn't go for Christmas alone, because it's every year you must do the sacrifice. For you to make it in life. For you to prosper that year. For you to get money that year. They're gone, you see a tree where their God is there. Yeah? Amen? Hallelujah. But God's own, seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. All those things that will take you to occult, those things that will take you to native doctor. Amen? The power that you need, the position that you need, the money that you need, all the things that you needed, then he said they will find you. You have been looking for them. You couldn't get them. But now, he says, seek me, seek God and his righteousness,
And all those things that you needed will look for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Am I congregated?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. If you can see God is here and His righteousness, not only seeking God, many of us are coming here to see God, but the righteousness is not there. Praise the Lord. Not only seeking God, God is a holy God, and before God will bless you, He will look into you and see that you are holy. He does not give His things in a dirty place or a dirty hand. A dirty hand cannot receive from the hand of God. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? If you want all your needs to answer you this year, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. We have been looking so many things, expecting things. We have made our list this year. I've given you an example. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of darkness, what the kingdom of darkness requires from you, and what the kingdom of God requires from you to make you to be rich, to make you to prosper, you must do those things before you can do that. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? You cannot be blessed until you seek God and do His will. Do His will. God is ready to bless you this year, but He wants you to seek Him. And that's the reason why the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Amen? He wants you to seek Him. Will you stay at your house to seek Him? You come in the house of God to seek Him. Praise the Lord. God called Abraham and said to him, walk before me and be ye perfect, and I will make you great nation. That's Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 to 2. He called Abraham, walk before me. If you want to become a great nation, walk with God this year. Amen. Walk before Him and be perfect. God is still searching people that they are perfect. Perfect man lost in the kingdom of God. We don't have them in the kingdom of God. So God is still searching men that will walk with Him and be perfect. Men that will walk with Him and be perfect. Am I talking to somebody? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God lacks perfect men. Praise the Lord. So the kingdom of God is still seeking men that will walk with God and be perfect. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? If you want to make it this year, all your desire, your expectations, seek the kingdom of God and do His will. Amen?
Amen.
We receive God. We receive God's blessings when we seek Him through prayers. Amen? Hallelujah. That's why Matthew 7:7 said, ask, you shall receive. Knock, the door shall be open. Praise the Lord. And seek, you shall find. Praise the Lord. What are we seeking from the hand of God is your expectations and your desire. Seek, and you shall find. All the things that you needed and you were looking for is in the hand of God. Or do you seek Him? Until you see that things in the hand of God, you cannot get them. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? When you go to 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10, you see the man they call Jabez. His mother born him and called him hardship and suffering. One day he looked unto God and cried, he's a vulnerable man, but nobody knows him. They reject him. They despise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody knows it, but he's a great man. But nobody recognizes him. Amen. In their city, in their village, nobody knows it. Because of the name that mother gave to him. Praise the Lord. Same thing with Gideon. Gideon is a great man of God. He's a honorable man. But nobody recognizes him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Until one day Jabez cried to God. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? And begin to seek all the things that lack in him in the hand of God. And God answered him and replaced everything and restored. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? So we don't have much time. I would have asked, okay, let's open it. We still have some time. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Verse 9 to 10. You see, Jabez, as you're suffering today, as you are complaining, nothing, but when people see you, they will see you fat and huge. Amen. When you are going like a king, but not zero. Spiritually, physically, zero. Amen. That's what made Jabez to cry. He said, I've been honorable, and God said that I'm a honorable man, I'm a great man, I'm a mighty man in value, but nothing shows to me. Nobody's respecting me in my village. Nobody honors me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when they see you, it doesn't show it in yourself, in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You see some people that are huge, and you see this person, you say, ah, this one a big man. But nothing inside him, no money, nothing, both physical and spiritual, is zero. And what happened? That's Jabez. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? Can you read it?
From verse 9. And it says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
He is more honorable than all his brothers, but nobody recognizes him. Amen. He doesn't show in his life that he's honorable. But in the spirit realm, he is honorable. God made him to become great nation, but nobody recognizes him. Amen. But when you see him, you say, hey, this can be man. But in spirit, in physical, he's zero. Go ahead.
His mother had named him Jabez.
His mother named him Jabez.
Saying, I gave birth to him in faith.
I gave birth to him in pains. You see, a name of person can affect your destiny, your life. Praise the Lord. Name that they give to you. Sometimes you change it. Sometimes you change it. They call me, my proud mother called me Onowa. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to someone? And then the thing affected me so much in life. Nothing was moving well. People will be talking against me. People hate me. Am I talking to somebody? So why my father called me Chukwuemeka? When I come, I know God, I now call myself. Arise, Chukwu Emeka. Arise, Chukwu Emeka. Am I talking to somebody? And since then, things change in my life. Praise the Lord. The father of Abraham called Abraham, Abraham. And God called, changed the name of Abraham to Abraham, the father of what? Praise the Lord. Am I talking to someone?
Yes, sir.
Check your name. What's the meaning of that name? If it is not okay, change it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And since I changed my name, things begin to work out for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what Jabez said. Go ahead.
Verse 10. Jabez cried out to the Lord of Israel.
After all these things, Jabez now go to God and cry to God. What did he say? Just listen very carefully.
That you will bless me. And enlarge my territory.
Enlarge my coast.
Let your hand be with me.
Let your hand be upon me.
And once
the hand of God comes upon you, that's it. Praise the Lord. That's the hand of grace. That's the hand of deliverance. That's the hand of favor. That's the hand of progress and success.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody? Let your hand be upon me. Bless me, O Lord. Enlarge my coast. And let your hand come upon me. Go ahead.
And keep me from harm.
Keep me from the attack of the enemies. Keep me from all problems. Once the hand of God comes upon you, He will keep you from the ways of your enemies. He will keep you from every harm.
So that I will be free from pain.
So that I will be free from the pains that my mother called me.
And God granted His request.
God will grant your request.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. If God answered Jabez, He will answer you.
Yeah.
If God answered Jabez, He will answer you.
Yeah.
Let somebody shout, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody? That's what Jabez did. Amen. He woke one early morning and said, enough is enough. I've suffered a lot. I've received pain a lot. And then he cried to God. And God grants his request. I see God is here granting your request.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I see God is here granting your request.
Yeah.
This year you will not go empty. Hallelujah. That's the kind of prayer I will be praying. Jesus said, I seek not my own will, but thy will, but the will of my Father, which hath sent me. That's the way I was supposed to be seeking. Jesus says in John chapter 5, verse 13, says, I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. And he said again, in John chapter 4 verse 34, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of God that sent me. Amen? And to finish it. What is your will this year? Is it to do your own will or to do the will of God that sent you here on the earth? Amen. There's not that meat, food that Jesus eat, how that to eat the will of God, to do the will of God. That's what it means. Because the disciples came and said, You are here. You are not eating. We have gone to the city and buy food. Why can't you eat, master? He said, sorry. My food or my meat is to do the will of God. What is your own meat this year? If you can do the will of God this year, you'll see God will uplift you. Am I talking to somebody? Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? The wish of God is for you to do His will this year. That's the wish of God. For you to do His will this year. What is your own wish? Is it to do your own will? What is your own wish? Is it to do your own way this year? Is it to go on your own ways this year? Or the ways of God? Praise the Lord. Amen. Until you allow the will of God to be done, you cannot make it this year. Amen. Where I showed you last time? In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. Amen. Say, if you seek me and love me and do my will, amen, then I'll bless you. And I'll bless your family. I'll bless the hand of your work. That's all that God promised us in that portion of the Bible. Praise the Lord. Seek Him and do His will, and you shall be blessed this year. Amen. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus was praying and said, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. It is not possible for Him to take the cup. Amen. It's a cup of suffering. It's a cup of death. Is a cup of sacrifice. Amen. But he said, let thy own will, the will of God, if it is the will of God, take it away from me. Amen. Nevertheless, not my own will, but yours be done. Praise the Lord. Hello, church. Let the will of God be done, not our own will. Praise the Lord. Don't be faster than you are God in this year. What did I say? If you are faster than your God this year, you will miss it. Amen? Hallelujah. If you are faster than your God this year, you will miss all your blessings. Allow God to go before you. Throughout, since 31st, we have been praying, go before us, go before us, go before us, since December last year. Allow Him to go before you, to make a good way for you, to make a way where there's no way for you, to remove every obstacle that will hinder your blessings not to come to you, to remove every stumbling block that will make your blessings not to reach you. Go before me, and let that perfect will be done in my life, also in my family. He is our Lord, and you have dedicated and committed everything that concerns you in the hand of God. Allow His own will be done. Praise the Lord. Don't commit all these things into His hand, and then following your own ways, doing your own will, it cannot work. Praise the Lord. There are some people here that God have now prepared this year to uplift, to make them to become prince. Amen? They have prepared blessings for you. But what will make us to miss it is our ignorance. Amen? Lack of what? Knowledge. There are some people that have been praying years back, about 3 years ago, Father, bless me with this. Bless me with this. This year, God have now prepared for you to get those things. Amen? What will make you to miss it is ignorance. Amen. Not seeking Him, not doing His will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Am I communicated? Don't be faster than your God in this year. Allow your God to go before thee. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things you needed will be added to you this year. Amen? Praise the Lord. Every year I used to make lists what I needed, but mostly it's about the ministry. Amen? And then I will use it to be praying. Hallelujah. I pray for the spiritual things, for God to change me, for God to revive me, for God to change my children, to draw them closer to Himself. Amen. But what we need is spiritual things. What God wants is spiritual things. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? Also, always intercede for others. If you want to make it this year, leave your own case to God. God knows all our problems. He knows all your challenges. But forget about it. Intercede for other people. Can somebody, let me show you an example and I'll close on that portion of the Bible that we're going to read right now. Job chapter 42, verse 10. You see that Job left all his problems.
Job 42, verse 10.
Yes.
And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends.
When he prayed for his friends, all his challenges, all the problems, all his captivity, God turned it around. Amen? Am I talking to somebody?
Also, the Lord gave Job twice. As much as
he gave him twice all the things that he lost. Sometimes leave your own case. Pray for another person. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? There's a woman at the sukkah. I told that woman what she's looking for, fruit of womb. For good 6 years, she has not got it. I said, woman, leave your own case. Pray. Do you know anybody around you that is looking for fruit of womb? He said, yes, there are four. I said, pray for them. After praying for them, go and buy this fig tree. Fig tree, is it? Who that about?
Yes,
what do you call it? Cherry. Okay. Go and buy it and give to them. Amen. And he prayed for them for 7 days. And she went into the market and buy the cherry and get to them. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that three among them conceive? Amen. One person. Maybe faith is not there. Hallelujah. She said that she went any morning. She left her house around 5 and go to their house and knock and pass. You know, prayer and gift goes together. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? If somebody declare fasting to you, after making the fasting, you finish your fasting, go and look for people. Saraka, just give those people that are begging. Amen? Amen. If you can call children and share something with them, that's all. Why we are running? Because you can call them, they say you want to take the destiny of the children. So you go and then release. If you come from the mountain, go and share. Give alms. Stretch out your hands and bless them. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, that prayer will be answered automatically. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I talking to somebody? You are sowing the seed to harvest it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Seek the kingdom of God this year and do His will, and you shall be blessed.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you shall be blessed.
Amen.
D- This year is your year. God will not pass you by. When God is blessing others, He will remember you. God will not pass you by. In the name of Jesus. Can we rise up a bit? To seek you this year. I want to seek you. And I want to find you. Help me to seek you and do thy will. Open your mouth and talk to me. In Jesus' name. Now place your hands on your heart and say, listen, last time I told you about God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Say, I bow to seek God this year and to serve Him and to do His will. Oh Lord, help me. Open your mouth and talk. I bow to seek God, to serve Him and to do His will this year. Lord, I cannot do it. I need your help. Let your hand come upon me to strengthen me, to uphold me, and to help me to do it. I vow this year to seek you, to serve you, and to do thy will. I cannot do it without you. I need your help. Let your hand come upon me. To uphold me, to strengthen me, and to help me. I bow from the deep of my heart. I want to serve you. I want to do thy will. I want to seek you this year. And to seek your kingdom and righteousness. Help me, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, let's pray this prayer for this week. Say, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I hold you by your words as it is written. The Bible said, they must surely gather, but it's not for me. It's not for me. It's not for me. It's not for my family. It's not for my children. And whosoever that will try to gather against us in this year must surely fall for our sake. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Wherever they will gather, in the pit of the hell, in the marine kingdom, in witchcraft kingdom, in occultic kingdom, anywhere they will gather against me and my family, let them be scattered, my fire. I command them to scatter. Send fire and thunder to scatter them. Anywhere they will gather on the mountain, on the graveyard, anywhere they will gather, in the desert, in the valley, Holy Ghost fire! Anywhere they are gathering against us this year, let the thunder of God strike and scatter them. Begin to cancel every plans of the enemy, every agenda of the enemy against you, your family, against your life, against your destiny, against your career, against your business, against your job, against your academic. Begin to cancel this money.
Every plans of the devil and all his agents, cancel it and decree,
he shall not hold. Whatsoever enemy is wishing me this year, I decree that it shall not come to pass in my life, in the life of my family and my household. Every evil thought of the enemy, every evil thought of the enemy against me and my family and my household is canceled this morning. Is canceled this morning. I decree that it shall not hold. Every messenger of death that enemy has sent against me and my family and my also my household, against all my relations, you messenger of death, I command you back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Kirina Kasunda, Kalina Kasunda, Robrina Kasunda, take it, take it, take it, take it. You messenger of death that the enemy has sent to me, to my family, to my household, is gone for me, is gone for my family. I reverse it back to sender. Every arrow of sickness or disease, every arrow of sickness that the enemy has shoot in the air, in the spirit, I command it right now to return back to the sender. Every arrow of accident that the enemy has sent to me and my family, I stand in this altar and reverse it back to sender. Back to sender. Every arrow of accident, every arrow of failure and disappointment, every arrow of setback and stagnation, every arrow of failure in my life, every arrow of pains, I reverse it back to sender. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Shaka taka tapa tu taka devina. Raye tu toko toko tu punda jindara. Raye tu taka jindara laka sundara laba. Maka tandara laka sundara labo. Rika ka sundara laba. Every arrow of near success syndrome, when your blessing is about to come to you, you cannot receive it. Now I send it back to sender. Every hour of laboring without profit, laboring without profit, today marks the end of it. Jesus, bring a company that can send out the bar. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, I want us to decree with this prayer. Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 14, it said, because you have established in righteousness, you shall be very far from every oppression of the enemy, and no terror shall come around you. Am I talking to somebody? By that verse 15, we have prayed the verse 15. Then verse 17 said, no weapon that fashion against you this week, this year shall prosper. That every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, that's what we are going to condemn this morning. It's our right. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Now speak after me. Say, my father, I hold you by your promises. I stand by the authority of your word. In the name of Jesus, as it is written, the Bible said, you have established me and my household, me and my family, in righteousness. Therefore, in this week, in this year, we shall be very far from every oppression of the enemy. Open your mouth and be praying. We shall be very far from every oppression of the enemy. No terror shall come around me and my family in this year, in this week. Decree, no weapon that fashion against you and your family this year shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment this year will condemn you. No weapon, no gun, no bullets, no matches, no arrow that enemy are pushing against us, against our family, that shall prosper. Every tongue that's our hope to judge us and our family this year, we condemn it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, Tuesday we entered into a new month of what?
February.
A new month of what?
February.
Praise the Lord. Said Father, go before me in the month of February. Strengthen every wicked ones. Make every rough road to be cleared. Oh Lord, go before me and my family in the year 2022. Go before us in the month of February to make a way where there's no way for us and to do a new thing in our lives. Open your mouth and pray. Go before us in the month of February of 2022. Make a way where there's no way for us. Go before us to stretch every crooked way. Cut every bars and iron seams asunder. Make every mountain that will stand against us in the month of February to be blessed. Go before us and fight our battles in the year 2022 and in the month of February. Fight for our battle in the month of February. Conquer all our enemies. Destroy them and give us victory. Fight for our battle in the month of February and give us victory. Attack those that will try to attack us in the month of February. Oppose against those that will try to oppose us in the month of February. Those that will try to oppress us in the year month of February, oppress them. Fight against those that will fight against us in the month of February. Destroy them. Every power that will rise against us to stop our blessings in the month of February, we command our power to be destroyed. Month of February shall be a month of blessings. It shall be a month of testimony unto us, a month of our open heaven. The heaven will open unto us on the month of February. A month of divine favor, a month of greatness, a month of open doors, breakthrough, success, progress, prosperity. Month of February will answer every good thing to us. It's a month of our harvest. We are going to harvest in the month of February. A month of February shall be a month of uncommon favor, uncommon blessings. Lead us not into temptation in the month of February, but deliver us from all evil. Lead us not into temptation in the month of February, but deliver us from all evil. No blessing to have dominion over us in the month of February. Then let your righteousness and holiness reign over our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name we pray.